it's what I believe my purpose is, you know, smashing that stigma around mental health. Something you just said reminded me, like, it's bad enough that it's stigmatized to seek help. But then if you add on top of that, if I seek this help, then I might like sacrifice a paycheck or something mm-hmm. like that. I think that that's what's so great about the work that we're doing, is that although we're familiar with the industry, we're not inside of their world. We're not in the middle of the claims process.
Welcome to It's Settled, the Ametros podcast. Each episode, we're going to dig into the humanity in workers' compensation and insurance claims, exploring the stories of injured people and those who support them, as well as the good work professionals are doing in the industry. And now, I invite you to join me, Sean Dean, General Counsel at Ametros and the host of It's Settled. Now, It's Settled. Let's get on to the episode. I couldn't be happier to have Danielle Troxell from Kind Souls Foundation joining me today. Danielle, welcome. Really excited to have you.
Thank you. I'm so excited to be here too.
And I guess we'll just kick things right off. Ametros is really excited to have a partnership with Kind Souls, and we'll just jump right into it. Why don't you give us your quick elevator pitch of what Kind Souls is all about?
I'd love to. Thank you. So, I mean, we're all here in this industry to help employees, whether you're from an insurance company, law firm, provider office, vendor or employer, right? We're here because someone got injured at work and they need our help. With the current system, we know people are feeling lost and discouraged to overcome barriers like a lack of support and mental health challenges that happen after an injury or an illness takes them out of work. So Kind Souls is here to uplift employees and their family members by providing emotional support and connection to essential local resources. And we meet our callers wherever they're at and empower them to better achieve a positive approach towards recovery through our warm line service.
I love everything about Kind Souls. When our head of marketing, Melissa, told me about our partnership, I was so excited. You know, at Ametros, we take on members, individuals who've been injured in work-related accidents after they settle. And mm-hmm. in the workers' compensation ecosystem, for lack of a better word, they have a claims adjuster, maybe a nurse case manager, their attorney, probably. Mm-hmm. They have their assigned treating physicians. And maybe ancillary healthcare providers. And they have this whole host of folks who are there to help them through the process. And when they settle a claim, they're sort of on their own. So, Ametros prides itself on providing sort of this handholding post-settlement to help mm-hmm. them navigate the world of getting their medical expenses taken care of. But one thing I think is lacking, and this is what's so wonderful about Kind Souls, is it brings in this this mental health element to it. And while it's not like formalized psychotherapy or psychiatric counseling, it allows the opportunity of an injured individual to have someone to talk to, which I think is so incredibly important. And I guess talk a little bit about that. So who... this is telephonic interaction where an injured individual has access to pick up the phone and give Kind Souls a call. Who are the types of folks who volunteer? Are these employees or these volunteers? Like, how does it mm-hmm. work?
Yeah, I think it's important to emphasize what you just said, that there's a team of people already there for the employee through the industry. But at Kind Souls, we are... our volunteers are either employees that have been through the process or they're industry, veterans that are looking to give back to those most affected in the industry, we service employees and their family members that are out of work for a work comp injury, a disability, medical diagnosis, and try to fill that gap that we know exists. So to answer your question, our volunteers are a range of people. There's also some students in psychology programs at universities who are interested in giving back and doing more of like a clinical side of work. Although we don't provide therapy or any medical treatment, we're really here to listen and be that sounding board for our callers when they need it most.
Yeah, it's so important. We oftentimes claims professionals, folks in the workers' compensation industry talk about the need for empathy. And I can't think of a more, gold star example of empathy with a service like that. Are you the executive director?
I'm the managing director.
Full-time
working there.
Are you a founder? Like, I guess talk a little bit about how the organization got started, what its roots were.
Yeah. Kind Souls was founded by Teresa Kolian. She's our founder and chairman of the board. And our story starts with her and her business partner, Jen Alexi. They launched their business in work comp. And then shortly thereafter, Jen was unfortunately diagnosed with cancer. And Teresa saw firsthand how the family members and Jen really struggled with not being able to continue that venture together and the struggles that she was dealing with. So they talked about starting a foundation for people going through a similar situation. And unfortunately, Jen did pass away 2 years after her diagnosis, which was unexpected and sudden. And after her passing, a lot of people were telling Teresa, oh, she was such a kind soul. She was such a kind soul. And Teresa was like, that's it. That's the name. And we're launching. This is what we're doing in honor of her true friend and business partner.
Wow. Out of a tragedy came something really, really special in her business partner's memory. That's a really touching and amazing story. I certainly know from our membership that this will be something that is for sure well received. And I know within the workers' compensation industry, there is a missing gap between around empathy and just being heard. I know obviously an insurance adjuster is there to adjudicate claims and handle a claim and oversee a claim. And I think they can, adjusters certainly have an incredibly difficult job and a high caseload. But sometimes, their place isn't there to just listen and be a sounding board, maybe because of constraints in time and exactly. Sort of their ethical needs to keep a distance from the claim. But it's such a nice adjunct service that's out there. How would an injured worker access something like this? Like, is it covered under insurance or do they pay out of pocket or how does it work as far as logistics?
Yeah, we are a nonprofit and our services are offered completely free of charge.
Wow.
So anyone in need, an employee or their family member would just go to kindsouls.org and book a session with one of our kind souls.
That's amazing. And the fact that it's free too. I think, during COVID, I read all sorts of stories about people feeling super isolated and just wanting to have someone on the other line to talk to. And you hear stories about services or, months or years out because people are so backed up, but it sounds like it's very easily accessible and someone can just pick up the phone. You mentioned something too, I think is really important. I want to circle back to that is that there are former injured workers, it sounds like, who are volunteers who are on staff or they're just volunteers at Kind Souls. I think that's really interesting. You talk a little bit about that because they have a perspective that no one else would have, having been injured themselves in a work-related injury.
Exactly. So that is the essentially the basis of a warm line. It's not a crisis line or not a hotline. It's someone who is there, ideally has been through what you've been through and is just looking to emotionally support you when you need it. We have people on the board who've even been injured workers themselves, and that's been a driving passion for them to get behind Kind Souls.
What, talk to us a little bit about your background. Like, do you, what industry do you come from?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I come from workers' compensation, IME and disability industry. I've been in that industry for like 13 years now.
Wow. Okay.
And I've seen firsthand, you know, the limitations that you're talking about. Like, oh, I have this caller on the line. I'm scheduling them an appointment to go see someone they've never met before, and they don't understand why. And I wish I had the time to talk them through all of this, but I either can't because I need to answer the phone, or I can't because that's not policy. And what's great about Kind Souls is we're not involved in the claim whatsoever. We don't even take the claim number, information, insurance, whatever the caller wants to share with us, we will document, but we're not here for that. We're here for the other end of things that often gets missed, which is the emotional aspect, that the frustration, the feelings of like being devalued because you can't contribute to your household anymore in the way that you're used to. And it kind of, it fulfills me because I have a passion for helping people. I'm studying psychology right now, and I would love to get into clinical work once I'm done with my degree. So at Kind Souls, it's a perfect intersection of my passion and my career experience.
I love it. And your experience in workers' compensation and disability probably gives you a level of insight that others might not have. I mean, you understand the ins and outs of the claims process and what they go through to obtain medical, their medical care. So that's wonderful. And forgive me asking if this is a personal question, but I assume you volunteered on the lines at Kind Souls and you've been on the receiving end. Stories, without giving away any confidentiality or names, but any touching stories that you have or experiences and on the call line for Kind Souls?
It's really been rewarding work, and we've seen a lot of conversations come out at the other end where people feel lighter, you know.
I love
it. And that's why I do it. It gets me going. So
that's awesome. And yeah. And you were indicating that, you know, it's not, these aren't like counseling sessions. These mm-hmm. are just, you know, peer one-on-one sounding board. If there are indications the person's like a danger to themselves or they need additional services, is there like an escalation procedure? How does it work to sort of help this person get to the appropriate folks they need to talk to?
Exactly. It would be a referral to another, either a crisis line or whatever the caller finds best for them. We know that they have the power and the knowledge to do what's best for them. We're just here to be that positive encouragement and influence. So if they decide that they need to take this somewhere else, then we would encourage them to do that. And we're very clear with our callers at the beginning of the conversation that we are a warm line. We're here to talk. Let's get through what's going on in your head and maybe give you a little bit of clarity and definitely some positivity on what you're going through.
I love that. Maybe expand on that a little bit. So injured workers listen to this podcast and they may be going through some things where they could benefit utilizing a call over to Kind Souls. What are the types of things someone's going through that you'd recommend that they call on, or is there not even really like strict criteria? Maybe they just want to talk about how like what if someone's just frustrated with the process? Is that okay to call, or are you looking for them to ask specific questions?
Nope, we are here for their needs. So if they want to call and they're like, man, I just got off the phone with so-and-so and I don't feel really good about that conversation, or they want to, you know, vent it out, that's what we're here for. And it's the positive encouragement that we provide and that outsider perspective where we're just like, you're going to get through this. Let's do it together. So that's the emotional support that we provide. And we really empower our volunteers to empower our callers. So we provide a lens to see everyone through, that they have their own power to do what's best for them. Like I said, to make a difference. They have whatever goals they have in their life, they can achieve themselves. And if there is, like, for example, a need for another essential service, that's where the essential local resources come in. We can search by zip code and refer them to, for example, a food box service. Like, if right. they're really frustrated in the call, and one of their main reasons for that frustration is that they don't know when their next check's coming in and they need to, you know, provide lunch or dinner for the next week, we can help them find other nonprofit or available resources in their area. And what's cool is we can refer them and then 24 hours later, schedule a follow-up with the next volunteer on the line to call them back if they want to, and just be like, was that service good for you? Do you need more help? What else can we do for you?
That's amazing. Like all great ideas, when they're presented, especially when you haven't heard from before, it's like, why didn't I think of this? It's so elegantly simple, but it's so very necessary especially for the workers' compensation industry. It's pretty amazing. And we're so excited at Ametros because it lines up with our mission of helping people after a settlement. What better service that's free where someone can just call up? I feel too, and I think it's part of the way the workers' compensation system set up. The people on the receiving end of a call or a communication from an injured worker sort of have to, and I'm going to say this, and I hope it's not taken the wrong way, they have to pass judgment. Like, they have to make a decision. And for them to have a service like Kind Souls, where the person's not even making a decision on their behalf, they're just mm-hmm. an open listener to sort of empathize without any judgment about what they're going through. Mm-hmm. You know, if you're an adjuster and you have a claimant calling you up, you can empathize with them, but ultimately, the adjuster is constrained by their own protocols and mm-hmm. by the law and whatever procedures that company has. So the fact that someone can just pick up the phone, an injured worker, and call up Kind Souls to talk about anything they want to help them get through a difficult time is pretty incredible.
Mm-hmm. I agree.
I'm so surprised at the organization. I'm not surprised that it exists. I'm just surprised it's taken so long for someone to think of it.
Right. You know, the adjuster is still in the picture. They're involved in the injured worker, the employee's life, as is the employer, the HR department. And there's hesitation in that. You know, if I were an injured worker and I hurt my wrist, but now I'm depressed, like, I don't want to tell my adjuster or my employer that, because ultimately I want to get better. But if it gets to a point where I'm really struggling with this and I need help, who do I contact? You know,
that's a good point. Yeah. I mean, they're so close to the process. I mean, they're mm-hmm. The employer or the insurance carrier, the adjuster representing the insurance carrier is on the other end. And I mean, this gets into probably something off topic, but, you know, workers' compensation, I think it ebbs and flows, but I think it is still seen in large part as an adversarial process, even though it certainly doesn't need to be that way. And there's many, many amazing workers' compensation professionals who are trying to flip the script and mm-hmm. get into this more return to work, injured worker, holistic centric approach. And this totally falls in line with that type of sort of progressive thinking that hasn't been in the industry a long time and provides this sort of release valve that hasn't been there. To your point, if someone's just in a lot of pain and they're alone and lonely and they just need to talk to someone, they're not probably going to call up their human resources department and talk about it. They're not going to call the employer up. They're not going to call the carrier up. Mm-hmm. But now they have an outlet in Kind Souls to call. For the workers' compensation professionals listening to this going, wow, this is amazing. Maybe there are folks who maybe either retired or have, you know, some time on their hands to volunteer. What's the criteria to volunteer at Kind Souls? Like, do they just reach out to you, or how does it work?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, reach out to me. And I'll give you guys all my contact information. They can visit kindsoulsfoundation.org, and our contact information is there as well. We're just looking for people who care and who are willing to give back to those in need.
Is there any type of initial like training they get or onboarding they Absolutely. Get when they come along as volunteer? Yeah. Talk a little bit about that.
Yeah. So, if it's a good fit, if it's something that they're passionate about and they're interested in pursuing, then we'll go through the volunteer training process. And then I'll be supporting them on their first couple of contacts. And then going from there, because it's not a crisis line, it's really a conversation with someone else. And it's just an open and honest conversation. So it doesn't take a lot of training. It's a lot easier than you think to be a kind soul, you know?
Yeah, you're just having a conversation. Yeah, exactly. We'll be sure to put link to your contact information, link to the website and other resources. What are some of the goals of Kind Souls? Like, do you see, volunteers in all 50 states? Like, do you see getting bigger and bigger? Like, what are some of the initiatives you have on the horizon?
Oh, of course, of course. We want to be just as big as Kids Chance, right? They're everywhere and they are doing such great and amazing work for the families of injured workers. And we're here to support that, supplement that. Like, they're getting the financial needs that they're meeting the financial needs. And we're here on the other side of that, the mental health, like let's do it together. Right.
I'm so psyched you brought up Kids Chance. That's an organization, full disclosure, to me, that's extremely near and dear to my heart. Probably the coolest thing that I do mm-hmm. Outside of the work I do at Ametros. I sit on the board of directors for the Massachusetts chapter of Kids Chance, and to be able to help a child of an injured worker who's been killed or catastrophically injured meet their educational needs is incredible. We get letters all the time and voicemails and emails and videos that they'll record and send to us going like, because my, you know, mother or father were killed in an accident, I wouldn't have been able to afford books. I wouldn't have been able to go to school. So that's amazing. I love that. I certainly does align with that sort of mission of kindness and giving back. And there's definitely been a sea change in that area. I think, you know, you've been in the work comp industry, did you say 13 years?
That's right.
Yeah. So I've seen the same thing too. You go to a work comp conference, it used to be 10 years ago, you'd see stuff about how to lower reserves and, right. you know, cost containment and, you know, streamline claims handling and settlement processes. And now you go to a work comp conference and it talks about like meeting the claimant where they're at, empathetic, mm-hmm. you know, listening and return to work and all these types of things. So, and I think Kids Chance is part of that, and certainly Kind Souls is as well. It's such a cool thing that you're doing. How big's the organization right now? Like, how many volunteers do you have and people on the board and stuff?
Yeah, so we have our board is full, and we have me working full-time staff as the managing director. And then we have, like I said, like a reserve of volunteers in the psychology field, like through the universities, but also 5 to 10 volunteers that are available on the line. And then in addition to volunteers, we have ambassadors. So another 5 to 10 ambassadors in the industry that are there to, you know, spread the word. One of our biggest goals is reaching everyone that's in need. It's a huge barrier to help getting help is not knowing what's out there. Not knowing that Kind Souls is completely free service, that we partner with employers and industry or community leaders, but they don't get access to our data. They don't get access to any of our information. They're just supporting our mission. So yeah.
That's incredible. I'm certainly going to be spreading the word about Kind Souls Foundation to my Friends and Kids Chance community, as well as throughout Ametros as we roll out our partnership. I think it's probably one of the most incredible initiatives that I've heard about, in my time in workers' compensation. I was at the Comp Laude Awards, and I got to see several injured workers speak there. And we often have injured workers on the podcast too, talking about their experiences. Mm-hmm. And there's just this there's this missing element, missing human element. And specifically, there's a missing element of someone just being able to express themselves without judgment outside of the workers' compensation process. And I think that you and the board and the leadership at Kind Souls Foundation have found a really special area that needed to be filled.
Thank you.
Yeah, it's very, very cool. Anything else you want to say about the organization, or anything you want people to know who are listening in?
You know, I don't know. I could talk all day about this. Like, I really could. It's what I believe my purpose is, smashing that stigma around mental health. Something you just said reminded me, like, it's bad enough that it's stigmatized to seek help. But then if you add on top of that, if I seek this help, then I might sacrifice a paycheck or something mm-hmm. like that. I think that that's what's so great about the work that we're doing, is that although we're familiar with the industry, we're not inside of their world. We're not in the middle of the claims process.
100%.
We're outside.
You have an arm's length distance from things that are going on in these people's claims. Like, maybe there are contested issues. Maybe there are issues around compensability and some litigated aspect of the claim, but you don't have to get involved in that. You can just be there. Be there for this person without having to pass judgment around that stuff, because you're a neutral, you're a neutral party mm-hmm. to the whole thing. Again, it's pretty special in that regard. I also think something interesting too is, and there's pain management, there's, pharmaceutical interventions for pain, and there's, rehabilitation, but pain is something, that typically all injured workers go through. Mm-hmm. But it's the psychological aspect of pain isn't talked about a whole lot. And there is some stigma, it's like, grin and bear it. What doesn't kill you makes you stronger. Yeah. Just get through it. It'll be over with. But I mean, I talk to people all the time, that tell me that the darkest parts of their experience were just getting through the pain around it and kind of not having anyone to talk to about it. So, even though I imagine that's would be hard to be on the receiving end as someone at Kind Souls listening, but what a cool way to help someone through, a difficult time. And obviously, you give them, have to defer them to their physician and all that good stuff. But
it's just the conversation. Sometimes just letting that out of you, like you're in pain and it's affecting you psychologically. Just get it off your chest. And we're there to support and be positive, but it's not some toxic positivity where we're like, you're going to get through this and just get back to work. Right. It's let's talk about what's really going on, like, and dive deeper and just get it out there. Just talk, let it out, tell it to someone else. And it does it. It works.
Would you encourage injured workers who've gotten through claims to potentially volunteer at Kind Souls, because they might have a unique perspective?
Absolutely. One of our goals is getting an injured worker or employee advisory board together so that they can help be a part of what we're doing. It's our passion is to give back to those people that are in need. And what better way to do that than allow them a participatory role in our foundation.
I love that too. And I think maybe there's a collateral benefit there of, they're probably healing too through that process, mm-hmm. like helping. It always helps to help other people.
I feel so good after the call. Everyone always thinks like, oh man, it must be really heavy, but it is in some ways. But at the end of the call, you feel good because you did something good.
Yeah, for sure. It's been a pleasure having you on the podcast. I think Kind Souls is an amazing organization that I hope's around forever because it's so desperately needed in the industry. And kudos to you and the group over there for what you're doing. And Ametros is incredibly excited to be partnering with Kind Souls and rolling out our own initiatives to benefit our members. But I can't wait to have you back on the podcast and hear about all the growth and success over the coming years. So thank you so much, Danielle, for being on the podcast.
Oh yeah, we are just getting started. Thank you, Sean.
Thanks. Thanks for joining us for this episode of It's Settled, the Ametros podcast. For more information and episodes, you can visit us at our website at ametros.com. That's ametros.com. Or head over to iTunes, Spotify, or your favorite podcast app. We hope you enjoyed this episode and look forward to sharing more stories of people overcoming their workplace accidents and bodily injury claims and those who are working hard to make a difference for them. So it's settled. We'll see you next time.